It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already June 3rd and 4th, depending on when you're listening to this. And if you are listening to this on June 3rd, today is the Over the River and Through the Woods road race at Northeast Delta Dental. The next day, Sunday, June 4th, we have the Easter Seals walk. We have the arthritis walk, which will begin at WMUR, walk past the stadium, outside through the trails, and then coming back into the stadium. So we have a race-filled weekend and a walk-filled weekend. There's also the pause on the pavement race on Sunday, June 4th. So I will see my running and walking friends at the Over the River, at the dog race, and then at the Arthritis Foundation walk. And that's a nice sort of segue to my guest this weekend, who is Lisa McCoy. Some of you know her as Lisa Matthews, but she has recently been married, and she's the events director at Northeast Delta Dental Auto Road, and directs the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. So, Lisa, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So it's been an interesting spring. I've been recently up on the other side of Mount Washington, and definitely could still see the snow, and it was pretty cool. So tell us about the spring in your neck of the woods.
Sure. It's been a little bit more wintry than spring-like. We had a tremendous winter, and there was a lot of snow up on the mountain, and even still now, today, you can still see quite a number of snow patches in the gullies and in the ravines, it took us a lot to open up the auto road this season. So we had our first opening for the auto road on Memorial Day weekend, which is one of the latest times we've opened the road in, I think, 13 or 14 years.
Wow. It is interesting, and we'll talk about this, but in all the years I've been at the Mount Washington Road Race or participating in it, one year it snowed. That was back in 2002. And the very next year, and so it's the first time ever we only ran half the course. Mm-hmm. The very next year, it was so hot, and it's obviously the same weekend. So right. The website for the auto road is Mount Washington Auto Road, all one word, .com. So Lisa, tell us about, before we get specifically into the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, tell us about your position as events director, working with Howie and everybody up there.
Sure. Working with Howie, it's a great community of people, from Howie, the general manager, to Regina, our operations manager, and it's a really wonderful team. The Mount Washington Auto Road is actually privately owned and operated, and it's, one of the oldest continually operating tourist attractions in the country, and it was built by hand. A lot of people don't know this, but in the middle of the 1800s and opened in 1861 for the first carriages, so they were, driven by a team of 8 horses. And, over the years, we've really seen the transformation of transportation up the auto road. And then in the early 1900s, the family that owns it today actually purchased the road. And so it's the same family have been running it since the automobile started running, driving up the auto road. And
wow.
It's a really historical place to be because you can really see that the history of transportation right at the auto road, and it's if you've driven it, how different it can be at the base of the mountain, and then driving, you go through these ecological zones up to the summit of the mountain, which feels a little bit more like northern Labrador than it does in New Hampshire.
And that's the challenge for runners. You're at the base of the mountain, and it can be really warm,
mm-hmm.
And then you get past the tree line, and then you get cold. We'll talk about that momentarily. Mm-hmm. And even recently, you can see the development of the road, because when I first started, getting involved right around the turn of the century, more of the road was actually dirt, and there's mm-hmm. more pavement. So how does that process work? Like, who decides, like, okay, let's pave an additional segment?
Sure. I think from what I understand, it's been just a continuation of pavement every year. And I think when Howie, the current general manager, he first started working at the auto road, which was 30 years ago, there was only one small stretch of it, which was pavement. And, for driver safety and for their own, you know, interest in driving the road, we try to pave more and more every year. And last year we did an additional segment, and this year, actually this May, we did a repaving, which is a tremendous effort on the auto road to get that heavy equipment.
Yeah, I can imagine. And of course, when Lisa refers to Howie, Lisa's talking about Howie Weems,
yes,
good
sure.
friend, and mm-hmm. he'll obviously be at the race. So let's get to the race. Mm-hmm. So this is the 59th annual running of the auto road.
Yes.
Northeast Delta Dental has been involved many, many years, and this is how I actually got into racing about 20 or so years ago. One of the principals of the race, Bob Tesha, called me and one of my colleagues at the 11th hour and said that the prior sponsor just pulled out. Would you be willing to help sponsor? And I really wasn't into running, so I said to one of my colleagues, Frank Donovan, who got me into this and has unfortunately since passed away, yeah, let's give it a shot. And you know, we've been back every year. Now we have a multiple year contract, and it's actually called the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Roadway. So it's just a really great partnership. So, of course, if you've driven up the auto road, you know what I'm talking about. But it's 6,288 feet straight at mm-hmm. the summit, right?
Yes. So it's over a mile.
And it is the course itself is 7.6 miles, and once you've at the start, there's a slight downhill, and then from that point on, it's all uphill. And as Howie continues to say every year when I've talked to him, it never levels off.
No.
So that's the psychological hard part, I think, of the race is that in other races, you know, even like the Loon Challenge and a couple weekends ago was, you know, the Cranmore, there's an up and down. You feel like you can give your body a little rest, you know, here and there, but the psychological challenge, you know, of the Mount Washington Road Race is the fact that you it's constantly up, and there's a part a little bit after the halfway point where you're making this kind of hairpin turn to your left, and you look up and you see runners feet literally above you, and it's like, oh my God. So my strategy, Lisa, is slow as I go, but regardless, is I just look down and try to keep the jogging pace so I don't mm-hmm. feel like I'm intimidated by trying to reach the summit.
Well, kudos to you and to all the other runners for taking it on. I'm always impressed at the fortitude of runners who are tackling the hill, really.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
But it's not a small hill at all.
So this year's field, two of the favorites who have won it several times, Joe Gray from Colorado and Kim Dobson, for different reasons. Kim is injured, and Joe has another event, will not be there this year. So does that mean, Lisa, that the field is wide open?
It does. It's anyone's race, and it's pretty exciting when that happens. We have a pair, again, kind of similar to last year. We have a pair of Italian runners coming this time, a male and a female. And last year, one of the Italians won the race in Joe Gray's, you know, kind of absence, because he has dominated this race for so many years. And Cesare, the man who won last year, he's not making it back, but his member of his team, Nadir Kavaga, is coming. And so we'll see how he does.
Yeah. And he was a member of the Italian team that won the silver medal at the 2018 World Mountain Championships. Mm-hmm. So we should definitely look for him. Who else in the men's field should we keeping an eye on?
You know, I'm kind of keeping my eye on Eric Blake of Connecticut, West Hartford, Connecticut. He has won the race several times. And he, you know, because of his experience on the mountain, I think that lends a tremendous amount, you know, with strategy and his, you know, running. He was tailing, running, I should say, right with Cesare last year. He came in second. So my guess is that with, you know, someone else to chase or push, that he would do really well in the race.
And Eric, who now just turned 40, is from Connecticut, mm-hmm. and he actually won the race in 2006, 2008, and 2013. Really nice guy. Right about this time last year, his wife was having a baby, so hopefully, hopefully that hasn't curtailed his training. You know?
Knowing Eric, I think he's probably just out there, maybe early in the morning or some other times during the day.
And he's an absolutely amazing mountain runner.
Yes.
He's almost has like a sort of a special, kind of like Joe Gray, you know, kind of a special mm-hmm. way with the mountain running. So on the women's field, who should we, with Kim being out, who has been a multiple winner, also a very nice person, who should we take a look at?
Yeah, another local. I'm thinking about Heidi Caldwell. She's 27, and she's coming over from Craftsbury Common in Vermont. And she's kind of part of this legendary Caldwell family of cross-country skiers. And she came in second last year after Dobson. And so not to say that the second place winner is always going to, you know, take the place of the first for the next year, but I think that Heidi's got a really good chance here in this race. But she does have some fierce competition. Another one of her, you know, compatriots, I would say, is Caitlin Patterson, who's also a Nordic Olympian and a prominent mountain runner. She's here this year, and she's 29. She won the gold in mountain running team in 2017 in Italy. So there's another kind of Italian connection there, which is, I think, is kind of interesting.
Great. And it's interesting you mentioned about the cross country skiers mm-hmm. because historically both men and women who have participated in that sport have done really well. So that's really cool. So mm-hmm. it'd be great to see Heidi and Caitlin maybe battling it out. And we have some local favorites, perhaps Amber Ferrer. Is she joining us?
Yes, she is. She's a top triathlete. And speaking of winter events, she's a snowshoe racer, and she's from right here in Concord, New Hampshire. And because it's anyone race, who knows? I would love to see Amber really take on the hill. And also Kim Nadeau of Leverett, Mass. She placed second in 2016. She's back. And also not to discount Shelley Doucette from New Brunswick, Canada. She's 35, and she came in third place last year and the year before in 2017. So I think that she's also somebody to watch.
How about Brandy? Is she doing this year?
Unfortunately, Brandy Ertholtz has withdrawn from the race. So, and I don't know if that was due to injury. That was a bit of news that I got this morning, so I'm not exactly sure.
All right, so we'll look for Kim and Shelley and Amber and our cross-country friends. Heidi and Caitlin.
I think it's bound to be a really exciting and interesting race because it always makes it fun to watch.
I'm excited already, except that I have to run it too. All right. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend of June 8th and 9th. And again, for my running friends, we have the Over the River and Through the Woods race. We have the arthritis at Saturday. We have the arthritis walk on Sunday and dogs on the pavement as well on Sunday. But with me this weekend, gearing up for next weekend, is Lisa McCoy, who's the events director, and we're here to talk about the Northeast Delta to Mount Washington Road Race. There was a very cool film, Lisa, of an older runner who is getting close to the century mark. Tell us a little bit about George and how he is candidly an inspiration to us all.
So George, this film came out, I think it was last year, it's a short film, and George is a pretty incredible individual. This year, he's 99, and he is going to be running the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race again, and I believe that this will be his 11th time running the race. And he started, he's had a couple of years off here and there, but I think he started his first time running was when he was in his late 60s, and if I'm not mistaken. And last year he ran, he was 98, and he actually won his age group category. It's kind of incredible to have this individual who is 99 years old. So many individuals couldn't even walk up a hill, never mind run at Mount Washington at that age. And he is just an incredible inspiration. He's going to be running this year with his son and his grandson. And, another piece, if you're interested in taking a look at learning more about George, you can go to Runner's World. Just did a piece on him with
George,
a nice
George
little video.
Yeah, yeah,
George Etzweiler.
Yes, wow, awesome. And he keeps everybody in stitches because essentially a few years ago, I think maybe when he was like 95 or 96, he said, "I'm going to do this for another 4 or 5 years, and when I cross the finish line at age 100, I want to keel over and drop dead." He had everybody in stitches, remember?
I do. But I hope that doesn't happen.
Yes,
I want because, him to.
Yeah, exactly. But he's actually made an addendum to that because apparently, and I don't want to get political here, but apparently he's no fan of President Donald Trump. So he said that he wanted to go past and get past the next election. But what's really cool when you say George is running with his 72-year-old son, it takes you aback because you think like, you know, someone 72 that's running, that's pretty good. And
it's
maybe
really
he's
good.
Running with his son and grandson, but the 99-year-old is running with the 72-year-old son and then the grandson who must be in the 40s
exactly.
or maybe even 50s.
Yes. So it's an incredible family.
Yeah.
And he's inspired by his late wife, Mary. And so if you look up the movie that we mentioned earlier, the little movie short, it's called For the Love of Mary, and it's very inspirational for anyone who's looking for a, you know, maybe you need a tissue before you grab watch your YouTube.
And we, you know, we Delta Dental pays for the filming of the race, and I noticed that there was a clip. We used drones or whatever, and it's really cool. So in any event, so as you and Howie prepare for this, like, what are some of the details? Obviously, there's the parking component. Over the years, when I first started, sort of the upper limit was like 1,000. Now we're about 1,200. Mm-hmm. Just so everybody knows, I mean, the race is already obviously long ago sold out. It's by lottery. And judging from the number of people that contacted me, I know a lot more people would like to run it. The limitation is getting people down.
That's correct.
And one of the, and so that's the limitation because while people a couple of the elites like Dave Dunham run down or whatever, trust me, once you get to the top, you're done and you want to ride down. So we're kind of limited to 1,200. So what are some of the things in terms of race preparation that you worry about and have to make sure gets done right?
Well, you know, a couple of different things. Definitely parking. It's a big component, not only for the runners and for the race, but also because the Mount Washington Auto Road is a major tourist attraction and people come from all over the world to visit the Auto Road. And so it can be a little bit of a disappointment if they show up on race day and they want to drive the infamous Auto Road, but of course we're hosting our race. So we do want to make sure that we're paying attention to our guests in addition to the runners. And as you said, it's the runners are limited by the amount of parking that we have at the summit. And also another thing that I always, you know, concerns me is water and hydration, and safety is a big issue. I'm just about to talk to our medical team with Gorham EMS just to make sure we're on the same page for any, you know, issues that might arise with runners. And we also work closely with the number of different ham radio operators who have stations throughout the on the mountain, and then, you know, have a mobile unit going up and down the mountain because, as you know, in the White Mountains, the communications isn't that great, but we want to make sure that we have all eyes on our runners and that everybody's safe.
And safety first, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember 3 years ago, we mentioned, was sweating it out a little bit. With the winds and so forth, and then magically, the weather it was almost ended up being a perfect day.
Yeah, you really never know what Mount Washington is going to give you on any given day. You can see the. You know, sometimes the winds are light at the base, and as we mentioned, they can be really strong at the summit. So a big consideration is all of our staff and volunteers that are up at the mountain and who would be exposed for hours at the top. So,
and just to show you how, you know, how it can vary, like back in 2002, it snowed, and that's really the only time in the race history we had to conclude it at the halfway point. The next year, it seemed like 100 degrees, and it was, you know, same date, but a year later. So obviously, runners, you just need to be, you know, prepared and have different types of clothing. I know that veterans, we have a lot of people. In fact, let's talk about this. We have something called the 300 Mile Club Honors, and that is those who have run the road, Auto Road, 440 times, and that's pretty impressive. And this year, we're going to be honoring two people, Gate and Breton of Sherbrooke, Quebec, and Keith Woodward of Stowe, Vermont. But we have a lot of what we call streakers. And that's my sense, Lisa, is like, you do it. For some people, it can be a one and done, put it on your bucket list. But what happens is for many of the rest of us, it's like once you do it once, well, next year maybe I can do it better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become a streaker. In fact, you know, one of our Hall of Fame candidates this year, or recipients, Fred Ross of Vernon, Vermont, is a current streaker.
Yes, he is. And he was the recipient of the 300 Mile Club honor last year.
Exactly. So over time, Dave Dunham, who's kind of like the race historian, we've kind of figured it out that, you know, there'll be dribs and drabs, but if these people keep doing it and stay alive, mm-hmm. you know, over the next 10 years, you know, we certainly will have several of them. And I just, as a shout out, we do have a Hall of Fame committee that's headed up by Dave Dunham, and we announce and give these folks the recognition at the award ceremony. And this year it'll be Sumner Brown, Fred Ross, who we mentioned, and Rebecca Stockwell Woodley of Connecticut. So that's kind of a fun thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I get asked by people, how do you train for this? So clearly, if you're an elite runner, you know, such as a Joe Gray, I mean, they're doing all sorts of things in the high altitudes. What I always tell folks is make sure, in terms of aerobically, you can do at least the length of a half marathon, because even though the course is only 7.66 miles, it is literally straight up. So it tends to be, you know, the time that you got for your half marathon tends to be the time you get for the Mount Washington Road Race. So that'll give you an idea of how challenging it can be. The other challenge, you can kind of get the sense of it. There's only be a handful of men who have ever done it, you know, under 1 hour, with the record mm-hmm. Being held by the South African, I think, Johnny Wyatt at about 56:41.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Gray, impressively, from 2014 through 2017, each one of those 4 years came in under an hour, 59, 58, 58, 58. And Eric Blake, who Lisa's going to stick her neck out and say is going to win, he last won it in 2013 and had a 59, 57. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about that, Lisa. Can you imagine, for those of you who have done it, you know what I'm talking about, but the last couple hundred yards, I mean, it is literally like you're climbing.
Yes.
You know, your hands are on your knees.
It's a wall.
It's a wall, basically. And then there's a little bit, you know, a little bit of a final mm-hmm. tiny little straightaway. So I was thinking, you know, he wants to get under, and he sees you see the clock, right?
You see the clock.
And he's looking at it, and he must be thinking, oh my God, it's 59:50. I get 9 seconds to get under, so... It's quite an experience. The other thing I would say, Lisa, and I think you would agree with me, is that whether you're elite runners like the folks that you've referenced, or a very average recreational runner like myself, everybody gets back down, and there's this beautiful luncheon, mm-hmm. but we all sit together.
Yes. It's a really wonderful...
It's magical.
Yeah.
That's all I can tell you, and I'm so glad that we're a part of it. And, for example, I've gotten to know... Jackie Garreau over the years. She won't be at this year's race, but she's the only woman who has ever won both the Boston Marathon and the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington mm-hmm. Road Race. She won Boston the year that this is for people my age, you'll remember, and it's hard to believe this could ever happen, but there was a woman by the name of Rosie Ruiz who had jumped into the subway, took the subway for 5 miles, and then crossed the finish line. And so for a while, people thought she was the winner, but it was really Jackie who the next day got mm-hmm. her just reward. But then later on, she ran the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. And so you get to know her.
Yes. It's a really amazing community, and the support that everyone lends each other while running and at the base of the mountain is incredible.
Yeah, it really is. And it really starts with your leadership and Howie's leadership. And quickly back to Jackie. So mm-hmm. so one other piece of advice I'd give to runners, don't try anything new. So so Jackie's like 4'10", 90 pounds, okay? And she goes, Tom, this is how you should run up. So before the race, we were doing a training run, and she's like tiptoeing up, okay? So like I'm 6 feet, 185. So I tried tiptoeing. And like within an hour, my calves seized. So I basically, and you're stuck. You're in the mm-hmm. middle of nowhere. So Then I had to walk backwards and a lot of different things. So however you train, stick with it. Also, don't worry about anybody that's behind you or passing you. Like I say, I kind of try to keep the jogging mm-hmm. motion, but when I say that, I use that term loosely because people that are walking are, you know, are passing me. So, Lisa, thanks for all you do. And we even had a chance to talk about there's a brand new hotel at the base of the mountain, right?
Oh, goodness. It's a beautiful hotel. And if you've not had a chance, I don't know if you've had a chance to come in, Tom, and enjoy it, whether you're staying there or you're welcome to come in and eat or have a beverage at the tavern and the restaurant. There's a beautiful deck outside where you can sit.
And it's literally like a couple hundred yards from the base of the Otterrot.
Exactly.
Yeah. My colleague Andy went up to check it out and sent me a bunch of pictures. So we're really looking forward to that. So the race is sold out. You can't come in and participate on the fly, but you can come in and watch. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to this awesome event. We're so glad, Lisa, to be a partner. And I haven't even mentioned that, you know, funds go to the Coos County mm-hmm. Family Health Dental Services. And so it's been a great partnership.
It's a great partnership. And we really couldn't do everything that we do without Northeast Delta Dental Support. So thank you.
And we'll continue with a multiple-year contract. So Lisa McCoy, Events Director, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's great to be here.